Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Marlene Burling has taken simple everyday experiences, objects, and Bible stories and written spiritual applications for daily encouragement in her book, A Daily Walk with God, a 365-day devotional. Now, each day is a short devotion, either taken from a Bible story or character, or from lessons Marlene has learned from her own life, from childhood through married life. Marlene is a widow, married for 51 years to Autry Burling. He was a pastor for 30 of those years, 3 married children, 10 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. She's been a Sunday school teacher, ladies' Bible teacher, speaker at many banquets and retreats for ladies, has developed a workshop for widows, began a ministry at her own church for widows and singles called The King's Daughter. And Marlene Burling, author of A Daily Walk with God, is our guest on This Week in America. Marlene, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much. This is great.
It is a pleasure to be here to talk about this book and to have you with us on the program today. We'll give you information throughout the program on Marlene's website where you can get information on her and order the book as well. It gives a brief background as we were getting started there. Talk a little bit about yourself, and I get the impression that all of those years you spent out there has really helped write this book. This is something that's basically been a lifetime of your observations.
Well, it really has. You know, as you already mentioned, I was married to my husband for 51 years, and it just went by too fast.
Yes.
But, you know, and then I've got 3 children and 10 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Lord has just really blessed me with a wonderful, wonderful family. And, after my husband passed away, my kids wanted me to get on Facebook, you know, and which was something that I thought I would never do. But I began writing just simple little posts every morning as encouragement. And God just used these things. And after a while, you know, my family, my friends were saying, you really should be writing a book. And as I began to save these things and began to compile that, God just kept bringing different things to my mind, and the writing just started happening and developed into these 2 books that I have. And it's been a wonderful experience.
And the other book is Morning Walk with God. Our guest on the program is Marlene Burling. Her website is marleneburling.com. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and Burling is B-U-R-L-I-N-G. Let's talk about writing the book. It's one thing, you know, to post on Facebook and some friends see it, but to actually put this down, write a book, do 365 days. What was that experience like for you to actually turn these many devotionals into a book that everybody can use?
Well, a lot of it actually developed in the morning, and that's why my first book was called, you know, Morning Walks with God. I love to walk. And so a lot of times I get up early and I was just go for my walks. And many times I might just see something on my walk, or God would bring something to my memory, whether it was from when I was married to my husband, even things from my childhood, you know, right on up through my adulthood. And so I would walk, and then I would come back, and I have this, my sunroom, which I now call my S-O-N room, because that's really where I meet with the Lord every morning. I have my devotions there, I talk and I pray. So after my walks, I would come back to this room. It was nice and bright and cheery, and as I, you know, looked out the window or whatever, God would just help me to develop what I either just saw or heard. And a lot of it would change into like a metaphor, you know, and representing something. And then every single day, God would just, as I read his word, he would lead me to a passage of scripture that would apply to what I was writing. And it was just every day, there was something there for me. One of my favorite little sayings is that when I started writing, especially in my second book, because these are 365-day devotionals, and it's like, you know, what am I going to write after all this time, you know? And
yes.
So I would say to the, I would literally say to the Lord, I know my well is dry, but I know yours isn't. And he would always have something there for me, scripture, and then what he would want me to write for. I'll call it like a storyline, but a lot of times, again, it could be things that I've seen or learned through my own life. And then I also do use Bible characters, you know, Bible stories and things like that too. But he just never failed me. There was always something every single day. It was great.
And I know you feel it's important that every day we have the opportunity for new spiritual lessons. Talk about that. And I'm thinking, as I'm reading about you, reading the book and listening to you talk, those lessons are probably there for all of us if we just took the time to reflect.
Well, they really are. And my book, both of my books, they're very, very similar in as far as how they're set up and their content. I'm just going to mention this one thing. In the one book, I end with like three questions, same questions every day. And then in my second book, there's a prayer to go along with each of the lessons that I've written. But Rick, there are so many people in the world that are hurting, in our country, that are hurting all around us. And yeah, and I'll tell you what, for me, I just can't stress enough the need to be in God's word. And my books, the way they're set up, basically just one page per devotion. Okay, they're short, they're to the point. And as I think about people today and their busy, busy schedules, you know, everyone's running here and there and have all these problems. But to start the day, even 5 minutes out of our day, just to, you know, read something encouraging, which I believe my books really contain, to read that, read a little portion of scripture, close with a prayer, or even think about those questions that I wrote in there. You know, it says, you know, what is this telling me about God? They can learn so much. There's a scripture that, you know, God promises us peace. When we're going through these trials and all these things in our lives, God does promise to give us peace. But there is a condition. There's scripture that says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusteth in you. So, yes, he will give us promise. But that condition is we've got to focus on God himself. And the only way to do that is to be in his word, taking those few moments to start your day. And I'll tell you what, you can get inspired and just he'll help you through. I just know he will, because that's just the way our great God is.
Well, you know, what's interesting with the book, sometimes you get a book and you've got to devote a lot of time, maybe an hour a day to reading. And I think you said 5 minutes. Right. You can, in 5 minutes, very easily read and be inspired for the rest of the day. And you sort of give us something that will stick in our mind as we're driving to work, sort of thoughts that will encourage us, motivate us, and inspire us. So it's 5 minutes well spent, because those 5 minutes can resonate with you for the rest of the day.
Exactly. Could I possibly read one to give you an example?
Yes, please. I was just going to ask you to do that.
Okay. Okay, and I'll tell you what I'm going to read really applies to my life. You know, the grieving process, Rick. You know, our society really thinks that you should maybe be over it in a couple of months or whatever, you know, or a year or whatever.
Yes.
That just doesn't happen. It's not like that. You know, grief goes on, and yes, you can have life while you're grieving, but Let me just share this day with you, because this was one of my days. Well, it's called my wake-up call. Is there something in particular in your life that takes you down into the pits? Is it financial, boss-related, a broken heart, a broken body, perhaps physical exhaustion? One day last week, I have to admit that I had a wake-up call. I just plain hurt so much one morning. All I wanted to do was curl up somewhere and forget everything. I got up only to crawl back into bed for another 3 hours. That is not me. When I finally got up and came to my senses, I knew I had to be on guard. I realized how easy falling into depression could happen, and I did not want to go there. I thought of Elijah in 1 Kings 19:1 through 12. He wanted to die. But God's reassurance with that still, small voice kept him going. As I read his word that morning, I too was reassured that even though I seem to be on this uphill journey and my strength feels like it's fading, God is not going to fail me. He is the one who lifts me up. I just have to keep holding on to his hand. Have you experienced a wake-up call, or do you need one? And the scripture is this: "But I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." And that's taken from Psalm 119, 113, and 114. "Reach for his hand. Let him pull you up." And then for my walk with God this morning, those three questions are these: what is this telling me about God? What do I need to do today? And is there a promise I can claim? So that just kind of tells you where I was at that point.
Yes.
And just to realize, and that depression thing. Rick, here's another thing. I use this word so much when I talk to people. We have choices to make every single day of our lives. You know, I can choose to be just down in the pits, having my little pity party, feeling sorry for myself, or I can choose to look up to God, let him fill me with himself, let him bless me. I just think that's so, so very important, because Satan would love to just rob us of that joy and the peace we can have. So we got some choices we can make, good or bad, but we need to make choices.
Marlene Burling is our guest on the program, talking about her second book, A Daily Walk with God. You'll find information on that book and her other book, Morning Walk with God, at her website, marleneburling.com. That's B-U-R-L-I-N-G.com. Available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You just mentioned what you went through. And so often we look at authors and think, is someone like you, all of these successful years, the years of marriage, you probably had a blessed life, and I'm sure that you did, but all ups and no downs. You had the hard times too. And I think that's what makes, in sharing something like that, your message relatable, because we all have gone through ups and downs just like you have.
Yes. Yes. Actually, thinking back, even before my husband passed away, I lost both my mom and dad. I was my dad's caregiver for the last 3 months of his life. And my husband started his health issues back in 1993. I almost lost him at that point. He had he never had a heart attack, but very, very close. He had open surgery at that point. And within 3 months, that surgery failed. They had used what's called the mammary artery, which is supposed to be one of the better arteries. But anyway, what happened, that failed, and it was actually on the widowmaker. Obviously, usually they don't find that until after the fact. But he had that surgery. 3 months later, it failed. A few months later, we had to go down to Georgia, where he had another surgery performed, where it was kind of a rotor job, where they literally go up and they clean out the arteries.
Oh, yes.
And at that point, they said my husband might have at least 10 more years to live. Well, you know what? God blessed him with 20 more years. So that was great. And like you've already said, he was a pastor. The last year that he pastored, his health was really getting bad. He not only had the heart issues after 18 stents and two open heart surgeries, he developed diabetes on top of all of this, which really complicated everything. So at the end of this last year of his preaching, he knew he had to retire. He retired then, and we basically set up an apartment in my in-laws' house in their basement. Okay. So we set that up, but we, from that point, we lived with my son for about 4 or 5 years, just waiting on that call one day from my in-law saying, "We need you back here to take care of us." That call came. We moved back here to Batavia, New York. We lived in their basement, and my husband and I were taking care of his parents for about a year and a half. And then my husband passed away before they did. He was their only child. And so here I am. I wasn't going anywhere. I was here, and I became both my mother and father-in-law's caregiver for the rest of their lives. And but God, see, God used these things. And again, you know, we can really get bitter at God when some of these things happen.
Yes.
But and actually, I literally did pray that God would not let me get bitter. I really, that's one thing that can just eat like a cancer in our lives. I did not want that to happen. And God just used all of these things. And then for the workshop that I developed, my pastor's wife and I got together one day, and we, you know, this was shortly after my husband passed away. And she said, you know, keep up like a checklist or things that you go through, things that you have to do, you know, since Audrey's been gone, which I did. And so I part of my workshop, I compiled this list of things that ladies can just check off, things that they need to know, things that they need to do before even you lose your mate or someone like that. And then just a list of things that needs to be taken care of that you don't think about. I mean, I had no clue after my husband passed away, all the things that I had to do, like even just going to Social Security office and you know, getting his name off from that, getting his amount. There's just a lot of things. So, you know, God just used all these losses in my own life to, he led me through them. And he is still leading me through them, but I'm sharing the things that I've learned, sharing even what I'm still going through.
You know, it's interesting because you do have a new direction in life in talking about widowhood. And again, very relatable because it's something you've gone through. Everything you talk about, emotions, experiences that you actually experienced. A Daily Walk with God, Marlene Burling, a couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope this book accomplishes? What this book is being read worldwide. This is not just on Facebook anymore. A lot of people are looking to this and getting a few minutes every day, a nugget every day to get them through life, not just that day, but lessons, devotions that they can carry with them throughout the year. What do you hope to accomplish with this?
Well, again, I want these books to be an encouragement, because these things that I've written in my books are really practical things that people can read and relate to. But I just want to see the readers to see that we have an awesome God, and no matter what we're going through, okay, God wants to be there for you. He loves you. He loves you so much that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. So, and we can trust him as our personal savior. That's future. You know, eternity is future, but he wants us to live an abundant life right now. And we can, as we lean on him, as we trust him, as we trust his word, he's there for us. I mean, we have an awesome God, and these books are his. I mean, yes, I wrote them, but I feel like he's used me and shown me what he's wanted me to share with my readers. And, you know, I praise him, and I just want these books to be a help and encouragement to my readers.
Well, and they are in the books we're talking about, Morning Walk with God and A Daily Walk with God. What are you working on now?
Well, nothing in particular, but I've got one kind of in the from years back. I started something. I don't think it's going to be another devotional, but it's going to be one that's going to be sharing a lot of things that I've already gone through. And I've kind of got a title up. How about Breaking Through the Clouds? What do you think of that one?
I do like that. That's intriguing. I hope that you go through with this and we have an opportunity to talk about that. Touching so many people with your writings. Again, Morning Walk with God and the new book we're talking about, A Daily Walk with God, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, and at Marlene's website. And more information on Marlene at her website. That's Marlene Burling, BURLING.com. Of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll be able to link on directly to Marlene's website. Marlene, the time has gone by way too quickly. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for sharing with us.
Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it. And Lord bless you, too.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to have Marlene Burling with us on the program. Again, the website, MarleneBurling.com, the book, A Daily Walk with God. And information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.